Part of the reason gas prices are high right now is that there's very little spare capacity at U.S. refineries. There is big news in that industry today. San Antonio-based Valero Energy announced plans to buy one of its competitors, Premcor of Greenwich, Connecticut, for $6.9 billion in stock and cash. If the deal goes through, it would make Valero the largest refiner of crude oil in North America. It's not clear, though, how regulators will react to the deal. NPR's Jack Spear has more.
Refining crude oil into good old self-serve regular isn't the glamour end of the oil business. It is, however, where a lot of money is being made these days. And some oil industry analysts contacted today said they like the deal.
Sends one clear message that refiners are flush with cash right now because this is a big money deal.
Phil Flynn is a market analyst at Aileron Trading in Chicago. He says Valero's bid to acquire Premcor comes as the refinery business is consolidating. Half the industry's capacity is now held by just five companies. And it's not just that there are fewer companies. The number of refineries owned by those companies keeps falling. 25 years ago, there were 325 refineries in the U.S. Today, there are half that many. And Flynn says deals like the one announced today are necessary in an industry where any future growth is likely to be extraordinarily costly.
If you look down the road, it's probably going to take significant investment in new refineries and the like to keep up with future oil demand. And I think when you look out 10 to 20 years down the road, bigger is better if you're going to be able to stay in the ballgame and compete.
Until recently, the nation's oil refiners were struggling. One reason was overcapacity, which has led to scant profits. The lack of good profits in the industry and the emergence of much stricter environmental regulations over the past 20 years combined to practically shut down any new investment. There hasn't been a new refinery built in the U.S. in 29 years. In a conference call with investors today, Valero CEO and Chairman Bill Greehy said he expects to see significant savings from the combination of the two companies.
In every single refinery that we've acquired, we've been able to increase the yields. We've been able to increase the reliability and the capacity.
Greehy said by shutting down Premcor's Connecticut headquarters and combining other operations, the merged company expects to save around $350 million over the next 2 years. Jim Norman is a senior writer with Platts Oilgram, a daily oil industry newsletter. He says despite the size of the deal, he doesn't expect it to run into too much difficulty with federal regulators.
If you look at refining overall, it's not overly concentrated. And the way the Federal Trade Commission looks at it, they look at refinery concentration by particular markets. And Valero believes, I think rightly, that the Federal Trade Commission probably won't have a huge objection to this deal.
Together, Valero and Premcor would control around 13% of the U.S. market. However, analysts are skeptical of the idea the merged company would have much of an effect on gasoline prices. They're much more likely to think that deals like the one announced today could actually boost production of gasoline through increased efficiencies. The merger received the unanimous approval of Premcor's board and is scheduled to close in December. No word yet on the number of layoffs or where they might occur. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.